Hi, I'm Rhys Dunn.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Off Topic.
For rights reasons, the music played during the show has been edited out. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show. Hi, and welcome to Off Topic with me, Rhys Dunn.
And me, Harry Baker.
I'm tired.
Gareth didn't seem up for it, does he?
No.
Oh, no.
Spaghetti.
Hey. Oh, yeah, Gareth.
It's going well. Energy.
Energy?
Woo!
Oh, bloody hell.
That's too much energy now.
Yeah. I shouldn't have done that.
So anyway, yeah.
Yes, the show. Welcome.
Welcome, Topic.
Again.
You don't seem up for it either.
Is it only me and Will that's up for it?
I'm totally up for it. I'm up for anything.
Yeah.
I'm always up for anything. You know me.
Yeah.
I'm just crazy.
For some reason, I'm a bit, you know, I'm hyped. There we go. Let's go.
What's wrong with
you, Reese? I don't know. I've just sort of lost the will to live over these last few days.
Why? Is it because you're blonde again?
No, you know what? Weirdly enough, I thought if I went blonde, maybe I'd be happy.
Yeah, that's not how
still
I
the opposite.
I'm not, yeah.
Still the complete opposite.
You look in the mirror and you go, oh,
nothing.
No, I do
yeah.
not look like a
I
good
think
person.
It suits you.
Thank you, Gareth.
I don't.
I appreciate
nope,
it.
Nope, it doesn't.
But Gareth's, you know, wrong about most things.
Yeah, so. Gareth is wrong about pretty much everything, yeah.
With less cars, he knows his cars.
He does know his cars.
He does know his cars, yeah.
You know, he's still wrong about most things.
Yeah.
I think I know a lot of things about a lot
stop
of things.
Talking, Gareth.
I don't know, but I think I've got a good... A good knowledge on.
He's piped up a bit now. He's
yeah.
piped up a bit.
Yeah,
that's good.
General knowledge.
That's
general
good.
Knowledge.
Reverse psychology. This was all reverse psychology.
Is, yeah, now when you see it with you.
I think I do, yeah.
Okay. So. This is an interesting conversation.
This is an interesting conversation.
Reese, start the show. This is the problem when you don't tell us what's coming up.
Sure. Right. Coming up on today's off topic.
Ooh, yay.
See, we should do that every week, really.
And over the top of you saying that, we need some music.
Yeah.
Well, let's play our first song of today.
Oh, wow. That's,
oh, well, that was a good intro.
And we'll have music, am I right?
Yeah.
And then we can...
What song is it?
Well, I'll tell you after the song.
But tell us before.
Tell us before
the song. Just play the song.
I'll just play the song.
Yeah. Yeah,
good intro.
Then we can guess what it is.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah.
Off topic, guys. That was St. Lucia with Dancing on Glass.
Yay.
What a tune.
I've never heard that before.
No, neither have I. Neither have I.
So, yeah. Hmm. So.
What's the plan?
It's just been the Oscars recently.
Yeah, it's been
I don't know if you heard that. Off topic fans. someone released some methane.
It is quickly spread to my nose.
And
that is not good.
Yummy.
So, it was recently the Oscars. So, we all sat and watched the Oscars in the Student Union.
We did.
And
from
I had my bets on.
10 p.m. to 5:30 a.m.
It was actually like 5:30. It was like 5:29 because it cut out, didn't it?
Sorry, yeah,
we thought it was going to be until 3 as well.
Oh, I'm pretty sure you thought it was going to be until 3, even though I consistently did tell you for a week.
You know what, Will? You're always right, aren't you?
I went to the bar.
You know you're always right, son.
I actually am. Maybe you should just listen to me.
I went to the bar and they were like, oh, what time are you thinking of staying? This was at 2:30. And I was like, oh, until 3. It ends at 3, right? And they were like, no, it finishes a lot later than that.
To be honest, they were quite good in fact that they kept the bar open.
Yeah, they were making money. I don't.
Because they were making money.
The lass on the bar had a 10 a.m. start the next day.
Did she?
And she didn't get, obviously, home until about 6:30.
Ooh. See, if I knew that, you would have bought her a drink.
Why would I have bought her a drink?
Because just to say, oh, cheers.
She works behind a bar.
That's what happens.
Yeah, I was going to say, she works.
She could have a drink if she wanted.
Not an alcoholic drink,
she
that's the law.
Could.
That's the law. At 5:30 a.m., how many people are going to go, ooh, I best not?
What is it, 5:30 a.m?
Gareth will come up and go, oh, shouldn't have done that, you shouldn't do that.
I only stopped drinking when my takeaway got there, because I can't mix takeaway and alcohol. Like, my body just doesn't allow me to.
Yeah, you got a takeaway at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing is, we were looking at takeaways that closed late on, and they all closed at like 4, so I had to order it for like 3:30.
That's crazy. I've never had a takeaway, though.
Have you not?
I've never stayed up that late.
I've got a pizza just before it started.
Yeah, I don't do late nights.
Which half of it went by the time I got back from the toilet.
I didn't even have a slice.
I don't know why you don't do late nights on nightclubs or anything.
Because, you know...
Why do you act like a 45-year-old man when you're 21?
Because I'm 87, so... There you go.
You're in the prime of your life, son.
I know, but...
Son.
Just, you know...
You need to be going on to, like, to
Ibiza.
I'll be
honest with you. I don't like it when you go into a club time. And you stand there and then you listen to music you don't like whilst deaf, and then some guy spills his drink on you whilst some other guy is grinding your left leg. While some
Where
other
are you
going?
Going?
To gay bars,
you're going to the wrong bars.
Yeah, you are going to the wrong bars entirely.
I mean, if you want,
bars called like Buns and Chums or something, and you're like, people are like, oops, spilled my drink on you.
And then winking.
All the time. People were playing a lot, so I don't know if that meant anything.
YMCA was just on a loop.
Yeah.
The whole time.
It was great. It was a lot of leather.
What does YMCA stand for?
Young Men's Catholic Association.
Actually?
Yes. Wow. I've been to one. Oh. We all went in year 6 on a retreat to the YMCA. You know what? It's not as fun as the song.
No, YMCA is basically just like...
It's like Centre Parks. Yeah.
No, it's just a rubbish hostel. Yeah.
It's not like the song, like where you get have a good meal, you can do whatever you feel. It's just
like
a
that,
place.
No. It's just,
shut up, Reese.
You can't hang out with all the boys. There was girls when we went.
Were you disappointed?
Yeah.
Oh,
like, shame. Apparently there's YWCAs for women only as well.
What?
Like, because YMCA used to only let men, but now they let women as well.
Because
you know,
equality,
it's the 21st century.
And, yeah.
You know.
But,
Yeah, well, I want Girl Scouts for boys.
That's the Boy Scouts.
I want the Girl Boy Scouts.
You want
the Brownies.
The Boy Girl Scouts. The
Brownies, yeah.
Shut up.
Cubs.
Cub Scouts.
Stop trying to ruin my joke.
I'm so lost.
There's a million
right now.
Things like
There's
that.
There's so many different.
I mean,
you want to send
child,
your children
Indiana,
to a camp,
so.
Then you can do it.
That sounds like another thing.
Right, so, in terms of top fives, I thought we'd start with Gareth.
Sure.
Oh,
no,
we
should start with Will.
No,
we're
start
with
Gareth.
Gareth.
We're starting with Gareth.
Fine.
So, I get to play the beautiful thing that
okay.
we did. Again, we can enjoy this one more time.
What?
This is Gareth's top five.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my favourite part of the show now.
So, in light of the Oscars, I thought I'd do my top five favourite Oscars.
Okay.
So, in at number five is Oscar Isaac.
Oh, you mean actual Oscar? Yeah.
Well, actually, it's actually top five films that people called Oscar have been in.
Right.
Yeah.
What film is he in?
Star Wars The Force Awakens. Star Wars The Force Awakens The Table Read, which is a separate film, is in at number five with Oscar Isaac.
Who does he play?
Poe Dameron.
Oscar Isaac, the actor.
Yeah, I don't know people's names who are in the new ones.
Oh.
Which I will rate... five. Oh God, I was about to say something really bad. Why does my mind go to these places?
What were you gonna say?
You can't say.
Right.
You should not have said that.
He can.
You should not
have
said that.
I'll rate that.
Five poop potatoes.
No. Seven. Ray's missing hair out of 10. Because you know she's
Ray's
changed,
missing
she's,
hair.
She's changed her hair for episode 8.
Has she really?
She has. And number four is Ex Machina. Which
a
also
very,
stars Oscar
very
Isaac.
Good film.
I'll give that a...
Is this just films that are that Oscar Isaac is in?
Maybe. I'll give that 8 psychotic
AI
attractive
robots
out of 10.
8 psychotic attractive robots.
Yeah. This is a really good top 5.
This is a fantastic. I will say two good films.
In at number 3 is Oscar Nunez. From the 2004 film The Italian Job.
Remake of The Italian Job.
Yep,
yeah.
He plays a security guard. And I'll rate that 8 Mark Wahlberg bad actings out of 10.
Oh my God, I'm so departed.
Yeah. That's it. Number 2 is Drive, which surprisingly also stars Oscar Isaac.
Okay.
Does it?
It does.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll rate that 9.5 Ryan Gosling's blank faces out of 10. That man's never smiled. No. Apart from when he lost an Oscar, then he smiled. Strange man. And number one is, again, Oscar Isaac.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In what?
With Star Wars The Force Awakens, oh, the actual film this time. And I'll rate that a solid 10 out of 10 Oscars.
That was the most boring list. Considering 4 out of 5 were Oscar Isaac.
We're all the same
and the
man.
Other Oscar was an Oscar that nobody knows at
he
all.
He was in The Office. The US Office.
As what?
Oscar.
He was is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, I do know him.
One. Yeah.
Oscar Nunes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that was
what an interesting Gareth's top five.
I mean, I can do another one off the top of my head.
Go on then.
No.
Yeah, no, go for
we're
it.
We're not letting him do this.
Tough. I want to hear it. You have 13 seconds.
We'll do top 5 people in this room.
Oh, God.
There are only four of us.
There you go.
So who comes in at number 1?
Me.
What about 4?
4?
4.
Still so him. They're all him.
Probably Harry.
What about 5?
Probably Harry.
3?
Reese?
I'm number 2.
Oh, what? Right, I'm livid
now. Last
and
second.
I am happy with this. This is a good
one. He's on the like list twice.
Yeah.
That's true.
Right.
If you add both his numbers
the
together.
Stood right outside. I realize that the radio show going
well,
the
soundproof door.
Shut the
F
up.
Oh, that soundproof door.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like they are heard.
Should we invite somebody to interview on the radio?
Yeah, just invite them.
Excuse me, guys. You want to be on the radio? Are these the 12s? How did it go, by the way?
Awfully.
What did you do?
I think they don't want to do the course anymore instead.
What did you all do?
On the open day.
Yeah.
Not a lot.
So yeah, we stood in the TV studio, which was absolutely fascinating.
I read a scrolling page.
Yes.
Your microphone is all the way up there.
Yeah, it's alright. I'm not really taking part in this section.
I thought Gareth is still
is
doing his.
Being like that the entire time.
No. As soon as you did your top five, I moved the mic away.
Okay.
I should just say no. I just read from a scrolling page.
Yep. And I did the scrolling page.
No, you're just showing them the TV studio.
Yeah, we were showing them the TV studio, trying to get them involved by getting them to stand
there
and not do anything. What?
Did you get, like, Yorks and John t-shirts?
Absolutely.
No.
No.
Although I got to talk to them in a room, and that was my...
Right. So Harry's just pulled his mic out of the mic holder.
I was just wondering what this did.
And
it holds the mic in place.
It loosens it. That's incredible.
Oh, you've totally screwed this up.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what that
Harry's mic's now off.
What about
Will? Don't you mess with yours. Will.
Oh, mine's already broken.
Leave it alone.
And yeah, anyway, we've really gone off.
Yeah, we've gone completely.
We've gone off topic.
But it's okay. I've mended said mic. If you squeeze these, the mic falls out. Just so you know.
No, it doesn't.
No, yours is completely broken.
Yours is on a different angle to ours.
Gareth, don't do this to us.
Please don't.
Gareth.
Oh God.
I did it as well. This is fantastic. So everyone's mics are just falling.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
Squeeze it open.
Professional.
No, don't squeeze. Just push it up. Right, okay. Oh, anyhow, should we go to a song?
Let's go to a song, because this is absolute tatters.
Yeah, it's
right,
terrible.
This is the XX with Crystal Eyes. Go slow. That was the XX with Crystallized. Nice song.
Yeah, it's alright.
It's not bad. I haven't heard that one either.
No, it's not.
I'm sort of opening your eyes to the world of music.
I'm not open to that one.
You can show me the world?
The first one was better.
Something of wonder. I don't know what line
was,
is.
That was
what's the line? Endless streams of wonders. Is that not what it is?
No.
What is the line?
Shining, shimmering, splendid.
Shining, shimmering wonders.
No, not wonders. Splendid. There's no wonders in it.
Splendid wonders of joy.
No.
That's
oh,
it.
Oh, dear.
Right. Well, when you haven't seen Aladdin, you know.
Let's see who can do the
You haven't seen
Celine
Aladdin?
Dion impression.
No. You haven't seen Aladdin?
No.
And she goes like
that,
don't she?
Who's that? Celine Dion.
Celine Dion.
That was Whitney Houston's song.
He's never
Why
seen
did
Aladdin.
You sing that? That's Whitney Houston's song.
I thought that was Celine Dion.
No.
And you were wrong.
What can I say?
That you were wrong.
Yeah, I'm
You're
wrong.
Yeah.
I'm wrong, yeah.
Right then.
Wrong then.
Right, so, I was watching a Rooster Teeth animated adventure this week. RTAA. And they were on about, Gavin was on about, he posed a question It was quite interesting. He said, if you could have $5 million, right? This, I think Gareth knows what it is. Do you know what it is?
I think so.
I watched it and it fascinated me. So if, right, this is the deal, you get $5 million, or let's say £5 million, because, you know.
Yeah.
£5 million, but somewhere in the world, there is a snail always following you. And if it ever reaches you, you die.
It moves the same speed as a snail.
It's still like a snail size and snail speed.
But just so you know, snails actually do move quite fast.
Yeah. They're not as slow as you think.
They're not
slow. If
you
moved country over sea, what would it do? How would it get there?
You'd get sea snails.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be a sea snail.
Oh, so it'd get on a boat.
Right, anyhow.
Yeah, it would get on a boat.
Yeah,
oh, it gets on a boat.
Hang on, so do we know where the snail is?
Yeah, I would guess at the beginning you get told, this is... So
well,
that's
it'd be next to you, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It'd be like, right,
so,
the snail's
so it's next to you, and then... So you turn away and then you run or whatever, and then you go home, and then you go to bed, and then you come back and it's
stand
moved.
On it.
No, you're not. It's invincible.
It's an invincible snail.
You, right. So
if
what's £5 million for?
So can I get
that's
someone?
That's the deal.
That's what you get.
Right, so if it ever reaches me, as in if it ever touches me.
Yes. Yeah.
So.
I literally watch it, and
I've
as soon as it got
touched,
close, I just sort of go.
Yeah, but.
I've never touched a snail in my life.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Can we just perform an experiment? Let's all stay completely silent and see if the noise is picked up.
Good experiment, Gareth.
Yeah, and now we know.
He's only just propped the levels up. Because they are very loud, aren't
they?
They
are very loud, and they're very annoying.
I don't think you'll be able to hear them on the
thing. The point is, why don't you just, when you first get it, snail's not going to move very far once you pop to Tesco. Go to Tesco, get some salt, and just go around it.
Yeah. It's invincible.
Just put a circle.
Because it's invincible, so it just go through the salt.
It'll also move over salt.
Okay, so put it in a box. Put a box on
that.
It'll move out of the box.
No. That's not a bad thing.
It would be able to move out.
Because you've got to think, right? Because one of the guys on the Rooster Teeth thing says, I just get into a rocket ship, like with my £5 million, and then go to a different planet.
I've got a better idea.
But
put
then
the
he
snail
says,
in the rocket ship.
No, but then he says, what if you get to the planet, and then, like, the snail's been on the ship, and now you're on the planet with the snail? Or it was like, one of them said, I'd just FaceTime like my phone and leave it somewhere where I knew the snail was. But then someone was like, what if it was trying to like mess with you and the snail killed the actual snail and then found another snail to replace it and then videoed that snail, but then it was on its way to kill you?
So basically, once you get the £5 million, you just got to have a phobia of snails.
Pretty much.
That's fine.
So
I've never touched
a
snail. I will be fine.
Would a door stop it?
Would a door stop a snail?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, I would guess so.
Right, in that case, just you'd never need to worry. Just make sure you close your door when you go to bed.
Yeah.
What about windows?
What? Come through windows if you close your window.
Yeah, but right. So then you wake up and it's outside the door.
Yeah, that's cool. It's not gonna jump at me, is
it? Precisely.
I'm gonna open the door.
Open
and go,
the door.
Oh, look,
step
there's
over
a snail.
It.
I'm gonna walk away from that.
No, you just step over it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'd absolutely take this deal.
Yeah,
I'd take. I'd take the deal, but I'd be scared.
I'd always.
Yeah, you know what. I can see why you'd be scared, but it's one of those fears that has absolutely no reason.
Because the problem is, right, is you every time you see a snail, you're going to think, is that the snail?
It doesn't matter.
You're not going to know.
It's not going to touch me.
It might.
How?
Because you might be stood talking to someone. Imagine that, if like you bumped into someone in the street and they were talking to you and you saw it like slowly crawling up and you were like, yeah, so I've got to run. And then you had to leave.
No, because I wouldn't run. I'd just be like, oh, yep. And then I'd just occasionally stand
point.
To the left. Or stand to the right.
You're underestimating how fast snails are.
Straight away.
Yeah, you get it in like a box.
Right, okay. So you got your £5 million, the snail's next to you. Take maybe 10 steps, right? Then give the next person that comes past you, right, 50 quid, right? And say, right, go in that store over there, go and buy some blue paint with this money, come back, paint the snail.
No, the snail would probably be painted already.
No, but, no, it's not.
Oh, no, better idea.
But then now
or
you know what snail
cement on
is.
The snail.
That's
no, you're
plan.
Not allowed to do that.
Why are you not allowed to do that?
Because while the cement's drying, the snail would just move.
Yeah, and then it would slowly become cemented in. It'll never die, and it'll be constant torture.
And
it's a really
you would
cool
look like a
do.
Scary guy cementing a snail.
You know what we should
do? I don't really care.
What?
I've got £5 million.
$1 million, but should play that.
Right.
What's $1 million, but?
It's we should, actually. Not now,
what's,
but we should do that.
$1 million, but?
Should we do that next week?
It's a card game. It's like Cards Against Humanity.
I think we should do that next week. Yeah.
Oh, we might have time.
I'm not going to bother on the radio because it'd be a bad thing for the radio. I'll get the cards and let's all play it.
Let's do that tonight instead of going on this social.
Yeah,
we don't want to go on the social.
For that.
Just dig a hole around it and fill it with water.
Oh, he's still thinking about it.
If
but
you
then,
can't cross
but
water.
One of the guys on the show says, what does a snail get if it kills you? And the other one going, it gets the rest of the $5 million that you haven't spent yet.
I'd spend it really fast.
Yeah, if you spend it all, then it doesn't want to have the fire.
Wait, no, it does. It still wants to kill you. Oh, and that's right. Even worse, because now you're like, oh, I don't have any positives.
It'd take it.
Oh.
What have you got? You know, like a snail calculator.
Actually, that's a fair point.
It'd take it 30 hours to move a mile.
That's excellent. Right.
30 hours to
How many
move
miles
a mile?
Is it from California to New York?
California.
Because I'm just thinking, if we've got $5 million, well, I might as well start off in California.
It's get one a plane.
Way around.
What?
I'd start in New York. I'd much
right. Then get a plane to the other side, right? The snail can't get a plane. It has to crawl the entire...
It's 2 miles from my accommodation to uni.
Yeah.
So it would take 60 hours, which is over...
Almost 3 days. Plus, you're walking back and forth, therefore the snail will be going like that. It's going back and forth.
It's actually never moved. New York is 2,913 miles.
So, right, do 2,000... What did he say?
2,913 divided...
Times.
No, times.
Times.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Oh,
by however many times. Hours it takes to do one.
It's
30.
And maths with Gareth Rose.
Divided by 24...
Why?
It's how many days it would be.
Ah, that's a fair point, yeah.
It'd take 3,641 days.
That's fine, that's 10 years.
Divide that by 365.
That's 10 years.
Yeah, it is.
It's 10 years.
Yeah, but imagine that. You're in your California home. 10 years, you have a wife, you have some kids. And then...
You fly to New York by the time it gets to California.
No. You forget about it, right?
No, you're not going
to
forget about it.
No, you will never forget about it.
You're like, I've moved to California.
No, Reese, I don't think you understand the situation. It's a killer snail.
Listen,
you would never forget about it.
You're not considering this. This snail's intelligent, hence why it wants to kill you.
Right.
It can find its way onto public transport and things like that.
So it gets on a bus and it gets to California.
Exactly.
But then, this is the funniest bit. So it gets on the bus, right? Gets all the way to California in, like, let's say 3 days, 4 days. And then it can't get off the bus in time.
That's true, actually. It'd be going back. That's a fair point.
Unless it stays like on the very edge of the bus.
But then
and
it
just
gets
sits.
Stamped on
I
by
feel
all
like
the people.
The snail's smart enough to wait until it's like an overnight.
I feel like I'm smart enough to outsmart a snail.
I don't know.
I feel like
you're smart enough to outsmart a snail.
Probably.
Maybe
yeah.
Snails are really intelligent though.
No.
Are you smarter than a snail?
What? Slow and steady wins the race.
Yeah, which is
yes.
why
the whole point of the whole moral of that kid's story is, you know, snails will win.
What kid's story?
No, that's
You're
not
thinking
true.
The tortoise and the hare.
I just said that.
He did just think of that.
I literally out loud said
it.
He said it. I believe this is the that's the seventh time he's just
the
said
snail
it.
Conversation.
Yeah,
it
let's
is.
Just move on.
It
we'll
is.
Move on.
It's time for a top
That
five.
Was a good conversation.
It was good.
But humans would win.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Right. Well, let's do the next top five or whatever.
Who's top five? We're doing.
You're listening to Billy Bob's Roundup.
Yes.
Featuring the one and only Billy Bob Hill.
We need to build a wall.
It's great.
Funny because it's relevant.
Hey. So, I've also done my top five favourite Oscars.
As in Oscar people?
No. The top five Oscar wins of all time. Okay. Now, this took a long time
it's also
to go
wrong
through.
About most of them.
Sorry?
Nothing.
They've also got relevant topics. So, instead of it just being best film, I'm going to start with best visual effects. And this is relevant because it's really difficult. I've gone with... This is my number five, I guess, because they're all sort of tied because they're different roles. Alien from 1980, who is...
79.
It won the Oscar in 1980.
Yeah.
But it's from 79. Aliens from 1979.
Yeah, but it won the... I've got the year right. It won the Oscars. Ooh. Which is H.R. Geiger, who was the visual effects artist.
You created the Geiger counter.
Yeah...
Can I
really?
Ask a question?
That is true.
Yes.
So if that's your, that's the best film for
visual effects. Yeah, that's my.
So you're saying that the visual effects from 1979 look better than the visual effects?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
You're about to say something stupid.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying this is in comparison to all of the films of the year and the time period.
Oh, that's fair enough. That's fine.
No. In general.
In general,
its time.
For its
the
time,
visual effects
in
for Alien were amazing.
Oh yeah.
What was it up against, Gareth?
I don't remember, but
Alien.
It was another thing, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't Star Wars. It was something from 1972, and I can't remember what it was.
2001
Space Odyssey.
Ah.
No, it was not.
It was.
2001 Space Odyssey came out in
1968.
Yeah. Was it 68 or 60?
But he's on about
Point
other
is,
films
yeah.
from the same sort of
Yeah, same time.
1979, right. You keep going, I'll tell you what else was up for that.
Well, the point is, Space Odyssey won Best Visual Effects, and I thought, you know what?
Are you doing it from, like, all the films that won that award
yeah.
in
yeah.
the same era? Alien, you think,
but
the best.
Not yeah. just from the same era, from
of all time, but all in time. Relevant.
Okay,
for
that's
example,
fine.
Alien,
yeah.
it was it broke ground really. Didn't
that's
it?
Fine. Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah, I'm off
oh,
that, yeah.
have we got some facts yeah. for us.
In 1980, the best. In- That's visual effects.
I think he's looked at all
H.R.
this.
Geiger.
Were 1941, Moonraker.
Moonraker.
Moonraker. Star Trek The Motion Picture and The Black Hole. So yeah, I'm guessing it. That's why Alien
yeah.
won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
oh, well, fair enough.
Anyway,
good, yeah.
So moving on to...
well, how much
best...
are you rating it? How much are you rating it? How much are you rating it?
I don't really
rating
know how to rate this, because they're all sort of equal. So I'm just going to give them all five.
Okay, that's fine. Well, they got an Oscar,
yeah,
so...
Exactly.
As in,
that's
you know,
pretty good, really. Yeah. So moving on to best actor in a lead male role. Now this one is very, very recent, and only because of all the hype.
Boo.
I'm going with DiCaprio. For
yeah,
Boo.
Fair enough.
Of all the actors that have Boo. Ever won best
See,
actor,
he should have won for. Have you seen What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
No.
Or
no.
The Wolf.
He
of
plays
Wall Street.
Someone who is mentally retarded. That's the genuine thing. And he got nominated for an Academy Award, and he was like 16 or something.
Really?
And he should have won it for that, seriously.
That is a fair point. I don't think, out of all the films he's done, Revenant,
I don't think Revenant
wouldn't
was
be the one.
He only won it because he nearly,
and that's why...
he had to nearly kill himself to win the Oscar, which I don't agree with. It's
yeah,
like,
he did actually sleep inside a horse.
Yeah, and ate raw meat. Yeah. Like, you shouldn't have to go to that feat compared to all your other performances to
but
win
But the point
an Oscar.
Is, of that year, I don't think
Matt Damon.
I don't think his acting was any less from The Martian.
No.
And he didn't. Go and live inside
and
Mars.
Exactly. The point is, though, he's actually Mars. Won an Oscar. If he'd have won an Oscar for any of his other films, I probably would have said those.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, as an actor.
He, as a person.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
he
I agree.
That
I agree.
For everything,
but this,
not
I'm,
just the Revenant.
I'm querying the Oscars that
yeah.
he shouldn't have won it for The Revenant. He should have won it
well,
for,
he should have won it for the
previous
Revenant,
films.
But he should have also won it for previous films.
Do you think
films,
he'll
I think.
Win another Oscar?
I hope so. Now he's opened the floodgate, so I'm hoping he'll win.
I think so, but he didn't do anything last year.
He hasn't done anything this year, no. Or last year.
He has.
Has he?
I think so, yeah.
What?
I can't remember.
He's done loads done of producing. He's done a lot of producing
yeah.
this year.
He had that documentary.
Nice.
With,
oh, about...
National
Geography.
Yeah.
Right, next.
Yeah, so that was a male actor. Now we're going on to...
Female.
Best actor in a lead female.
I hope you have a non-binary category, cause.
I wish the Oscars... I'm going to go with...
I see that in your eyes. I think you really, really wish that they did.
Yes. Hi, Jim. I'm going with Kathy Bates for Misery.
Oh, yes. What
yes.
an Oscar win that was.
And of all the... And this was tough.
He didn't get out of the cock-a-doodle car.
But what about Emma Stone?
You know what? That was definitely not even close. So, Misery from 1980 for the best female, because it was just so well-deserved. Kathy
I'm going to query your year again.
No, it was. She won the Oscar in 1980. Misery was 79 as well. Wasn't
no,
it? Was
no.
it 78?
No, it wasn't, see.
When was it?
It was 1990. And I'll bet anything against
then
it.
I may have put a typo in my facts there. But it won
this
the Oscar.
This is fake news. Very fake.
No,
don't listen
fact.
To it. Alternative
CNN.
Fact.
In that case, it may have been 1990. I apologise if I've written that
may.
Wrong.
Up next.
You know what? I'm just
going
to...
Just keep going.
Fuck it, that's it.
Just keep going.
Yeah, shouldn't have said that!
Oh my god!
Well, you shouldn't have said that.
That's our first official F-bomb on air.
Oh, I apologise. and now we're going with best sound and best... This just says best sound, but I don't know if they do a best sound category.
They do best
anymore.
Sound mixing and they do best sound editing.
However,
now.
This was from 1980.
Was it really?
Was it? Are you sure? It
you
could have been from 54.
I'm starting to panic. And it was for Walter Murch, or Murch. I don't know what it's for Apocalypse Now.
Yeah, that was 1980.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Apocalypse
Now. Apocalypse Now is a very good film, but the sound in it is
good.
Amazing.
But Will, what about Brie Larson? But Will, what about Julianne Moore? Or Kate Blanchett?
Are you just looking up best
Jennifer
actress?
Lawrence?
Did she win for
or
Witness Bone?
Streryl
yeah,
Me.
No, she won Streryl for... Me. Silver Linings Playbook, didn't she?
Oh, yes.
What about Sandy Bullock?
Oh, my God. And moving on...
Go on.
Swiftly.
Oh. Let's go.
No, keep going.
Okay,
keep
yeah.
going.
And then for my final one...
Best Picture.
No.
Best Director.
Best Directors.
Coen Brothers.
Coen Brothers for No Country
that
for
is
Old
so
Men,
wrong. You know who I think deserves it? Ben Affleck.
No, Damien Chazelle, am I right?
Ben Affleck.
No. So yeah, I'm going to go with Coen Brothers.
Argo. Argo is a phenomenal film.
Yeah, so Coen Brothers.
Made by Warner Brothers, did you know?
Coen Brothers for No Country for Old Men.
2007.
How much is the most you have ever lost on a coin toss?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was reasonable. It wasn't
too
bad
one.
I haven't actually got one for Best Picture. Because that's all my five. Because it was the top five. I could have done top six.
Why didn't you do Best Picture?
That do was... Best Picture. You did sound and you
didn't
do Best Picture.
What was the
picture.
Best film to ever win Best Picture?
Come on.
There's you know what? I'll come back to you on that.
Don't say me, right?
Argo.
Can we move on?
Forrest
and we'll come
no,
back
no.
to you.
Let's all do our favourite of the Academy Awards.
You mean Best Picture?
Aye.
Give me a second.
So yeah, anyway, that was...
that was really well to round up.
Well, we'll do a song and we can say afterwards
yeah,
what our
okay.
Best Picture is.
My let's kick it back with a bit of Oasis while they decide what's going on. That was Oasis with The Importance of Being Idle. Right.
Well, that was a really intense break.
That was very intense.
We've been contemplating our top three Oscar wins of all time. After
for Best Picture.
For Best Picture, because...
Top three Best Picture wins
by Will's,
of all time.
Top.
And we've all decided to find one now. find three.
We're all very gassy today.
I'm not.
Fair enough.
You're
I'm
a woman.
Sleepy.
I'm just normal.
So
right, can I go first? Because you just have your top fives and I don't have anything.
Yeah,
okay,
go for
you
it.
Know what, yeah.
Right.
Are we going to go 1-1-1?
We'll two, go two, around
two.
In
okay.
in order. So my number three is Million Dollar Baby.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, have you not seen Million Dollar Baby?
I didn't, I wasn't a big fan.
Clint Eastwood like, do what I told you. And then Morgan Freeman's like, Clint Eastwood tried to help Sandra Bullock win that Oscar. But she
it's
couldn't box for shit.
Of all
I said that.
So there's that. Because I watched
Gran
that.
Gran Torino is a much better.
I almost cried though.
Gran Torino. So
and it had a good. It had a good. It didn't go where you thought it was gonna
Gran
go.
Gran Torino didn't win Best Picture. Did
no,
it?
No, that's what I mean. Of all the Clint Eastwood films, I think Gran Torino is probably my favorite.
Right, so that's my three. Number two is Birdman.
Okay.
Sucks.
Because
so
it's mint.
It's
no,
not.
It's mint.
It's really good.
It's what a good.
I
film,
haven't
Birdman.
Seen that actually.
It's so good.
It's so
why
good.
Is it good?
It's so. It's just really beautifully shot. It's so clever.
I don't like it. I think.
Yeah,
the story
it's
made
clever, and I do
no
like
sense.
The acting in it. I do think they put
oh,
a lot
yeah,
of effort.
No,
in
the story makes no sense.
It does.
But all three of these films, by the way, are on my 100. I've realised.
Okay.
And my top one, I think, American Beauty.
Oh.
Has to be.
Okay.
Like, that was the first film I ever watched where I went, I totally understand everything in this film, and
yeah.
I just loved it at first sight. So I'm guessing you don't have American Beauty, then?
No.
Because I thought that we'd both
I
have
thought we would be on the same
American
page
Beauty.
As well, but no.
Right, Harry.
You can. Someone else can go.
Okay.
I'm still looking
okay,
through.
Okay, I'll go. So one of them is Argo. Because it's
one
genuinely a really good film.
Oh, have you not done 1, 2, 3? You can't possibly do that. Are you sort of just saying...
Oh, would you like me to do...
3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1?
Yeah, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, okay. I've forgotten what my other one was now. oh, no, no, here we go. Yeah. Argo, can I have joint second?
No.
Yeah, go for
so
it.
So Argo and Forrest Gump, they're
okay.
joint.
Yeah, I was going to go with Forrest Gump.
Because Forrest Gump is great. I love it. Such a happy film. Harry's so wrong about it in every way because he doesn't like
it's
it.
It's a horrendous piece of shit.
I should not have said that.
I should have
I've
said
given
that.
Up. And yeah, Argo's good. And then my number one's American Beauty as well.
Really?
Is it?
Yeah.
Ooh. Harry, what about yours?
It's a terrific
okay,
film.
So... I have 3, 2, 1, 3 and 2. Not sure which way round.
Yeah, I'm sort of with that. Yeah.
I've actually got Gladiator and The Beautiful Mind.
Ooh.
Oh, sorry, A Beautiful Mind.
Mild.
Mind. They're actually both Russell Crowe.
They are. You're right. Yeah.
And then my first one is King's Speech.
Oh,
yeah, I was going to put that
sick.
One as well.
That's
so much.
Not bad. See, my 3 and 2 are
that's,
sort of tied. I'm not sure which way to round
that's
to
go. A good list for somebody who's not seen a lot of films.
Yeah.
Mm.
No, it's not a bad list, actually. Gladiator, maybe not. Of
yeah.
All the, of all the films,
and
Gladiator,
the King's
maybe
Speech
not.
Is,
two,
I mean,
can...
it's okay.
It is good. No, I like
no,
King's,
King's
Speech.
Is
but
good
it's
film.
Yeah, but it's not as good as
I
like,
really think
well,
it's
no,
good.
No, no, because nothing much happens, but it's... That's what wins Best Picture. It's a film that really nothing much happens in.
Very true.
Like and Gladiator was an exception to that, which is why I chose it.
That is, yeah, fair. That is a fair point. For mine, I've going with number three. Like I say, two and three are very close, so I can't decide. I'll do it in date order. So this 1975 win is One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah.
Mm.
Such a good film.
It really is.
Then we've got 1991, which was Silence of the Lambs.
No, I hate Silence.
Really, I love Silence of the Lambs.
And the problem was, it was a film where everyone around me said, "This is the greatest thing," and honest to God, I saw it. And then we studied it for 2 years, and picked it apart.
When you study a film that much,
no, the thing is, sometimes I pick them apart and I understand it and I respect it more for all the little details.
Yeah, sometimes, and that's my number one that exact reason.
Okay, hit me.
2006,
A Space Odyssey.
2006, no. A Space Odyssey, yeah. That's
yeah, it's the sequel. No, it's The Departed.
The Departed?
That's a good film.
Departed.
Hey, Jack Nicholson, are you from Boston too?
Well, I guess I'm from Boston in this one.
That was like the last film I remember him doing. Like, I know he was in a bunch of crappy, like, romantic comedies.
Hey, I'm walking here.
That's not.
That's Boston.
I was going to say, I'm walking here. In any way, Jack Nicholson. But yeah, that's got to be my number one. Mm. And I analysed that in my A-level, and I still think it's an amazing film. I took that apart. I watched it 50 times.
Hi there, Matt Damon. Are you a cop?
Because I'm
in with the bad guys, and I can give you some information. That's the Boston accent. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Right. Next up, Harry, I hope you're ready, because it's Harold Lucius's film collection review.
Yeah.
For Harold Lucius's British collection review.
I regret that science is powerless to explain it, sir.
Alright, so this week I've done the, not the richest, but my favourite richest people.
I thought everyone else did Oscars and you were richest people.
But fiction characters.
Oh, fictional rich.
Oh,
people.
Okay.
Like so, Donald Trump.
We wish. Like him. Yeah.
Well, fictionally rich, isn't he?
I'm just going to throw out this. This is actually the richest person on this list. But he's number five, as in, because I'm doing it, you know, it's not my favourite, but yeah.
Get on with it.
In number five, it's actually Smaug, the dragon from The Hobbit.
Okay.
So he's...
and Gareth leaves the
Goodbye,
room.
Gareth.
Did you not like Smaug?
No, go. Actually, go.
No. So anyhow...
dragon, how can a dragon be rich? What kind of...
Well, he collects all the money.
He did sit on all, you know, the whole thing.
Well, I should not have said that.
Piece anyhow, of crap, bro.
So, he's actually worth $54 billion.
Is he?
Fuck.
As in...
honestly, I've given up.
You know what I realised the day, Will? Nobody polices this.
That's a good point.
Aiden has never messaged us and went, guys, I'll just listen to Off Topic. Because nobody listens to Off Topic.
That's fair enough. Fuck the motherfucker.
So, yeah.
We broke a barrier this week. And
as
in,
I don't know which
now.
Twat has sort of like
right.
sat down.
Twat, what?
I don't know which bastard sat down and sort of like worked that out.
No.
Anyhow, we'll brush on from that. Number four is actually Lucius Malfoy from Harry Potter.
Lucius?
Really?
Yeah, he's his net worth, apparently. Someone, again, I don't know who does this, but has worked out that his net worth was $1.6 billion.
Mm. In what? What's his business?
Smeggle coins.
I think, well...
Smeggle coins?
Well, actually,
they are right.
Anyway, it's classed as old money. You know, when you get inherited, you know, stuff.
Yeah.
That, pretty much, over the years. Anyhow, moving on. Number three, it's Tywin Lannister.
Okay.
I can believe that
from
he's
Game
rich.
Of Thrones.
Yes.
You know, they always pay their debts, but their worth is $1.8 billion in whatever currency
in
they
gold
use.
Coins.
In context, I guess,
gold
they probably
coins,
are rich.
But yeah, $1.8 billion.
How did they find that out?
No, someone has been incredibly sad and sort of counted every single coin. Well, obviously, they did that for The Hobbit.
In episode 3, season 2, I actually saw several pieces of gold in the Lannister's hands.
Obviously, someone's done this. Yeah. And
for every book and everything.
This person needs to rethink his life.
Yeah.
Or her life. I can
or
imagine
their
it's...
life.
Or their life. I can imagine it was there. And,
oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyhow, we'll brush over that. Number 2. brush over 2. Bruce Wayne. Oh, Batman.
Hey, yeah. Batman.
Batman.
May or may not be Bruce Wayne.
Where is she? Rachel.
So we're going back up again a bit. He's been rated at $9.2 billion.
That's not
$9 billion.
That's not
9 billion.
What does Wayne Enterprises
well,
actually
it was
did?
Handed down, but, you know...
Real estate?
Yeah.
Is it real estate?
Bit of everything.
So. He owns an orphanage, doesn't he?
Yeah, but I don't think the orphanage is going to earn him 9 billion, but he earns lots of stuff.
Well, I mean, it's a charity, so it doesn't earn anything.
Well, there we go.
Absolutely, it's a drainage.
And really. Then number one, this is just my favourite character. It's actually Tony Stark. Ooh. I really love... I was watching Iron Man 3.
Oh, why?
Good film.
It's the best one.
The worst film.
Well,
no, that's
well,
not true. The
well,
first
panicked,
one's the best one.
But then I handled it.
Yes. Why, and you hit the panic button? Well, you see, I panicked. But then I dealt with it. It's just, that's, it's brilliant, isn't
it's
it?
It's the best character.
It's
in
just
all
when
the
he comes
Marvel
out the toilet, it's like, I'll give that a good 20 minutes. Oh, good God. Oh, bloody hell. But no, so yeah, he's up front, and that's 12.4 billion, apparently.
Wow.
Which
I can
imagine.
That.
He's got all those cars, that sort of thing.
Iron Man is worth 3 billion more than Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Batman's
house
is very, held back, but Iron Man's, got friggin'.
It is,
robots
but I, can you imagine how much it would cost to make those suits? Someone worked it out, actually. I should have written that down, actually. Someone worked out that the amount it was going to cost to make the suits.
Really?
Yeah, it would have been a huge amount of money. A huge amount of money. And he did that, so... Yeah. He's got
he
the
did it,
reactor.
12 times over as well,
he's a military...
12,
there's 12 suits, isn't there?
There's 50.
No, there's
50
suits.
Oh, I forget the end of the third one,
it's
the
pointless.
Suits come and save the day.
It's the stupidest thing you've ever
no,
seen.
No, it's a bit like in the Lord of the Rings where they go... It's like with...
Flying robots everywhere, and you're like, oh, let's kill the fire people!
I think
people.
You're missing the fire people, yeah, that's the biggest problem. If I have a problem with Iron Man 3, it's the people... Because in the Iron Man universe, it's real life.
Yeah.
But then people are on fire and alive.
Well,
it's
so stupid. I can deal with it because they didn't even explain it well. It was just, they were like, oh yeah, we're fire because, you know.
Well, I actually watched it back and they did explain it a little bit better than that. But Iron Man 1 is still the best.
Yes.
But I think 3 is better than 2. That's my personal
opinion. Yeah, I agree.
2 is
a horrendous piece of shit.
Well, you know, we might as well. I don't even apologise for it. As in, people are, it's a student. Reno Radio. If someone's listening, they can deal with the odd.
Fuck it.
What?
We're not governed by Ofcom, are we?
No.
Fucking hope so.
Right, let's do a song and then we'll come back. I'm really happy that we broke this.
So have we got Fuck the Pope by Tim Minchin on next?
What about NWA? That song I can't say without issues.
Yeah.
Right, this is Alt J, the tamest band in the world. Run away, but hold her down with soggy clothes and breeze blocks. That was all shit with breeze blocks.
Alright, soon a bit then.
Right, we haven't got long.
Now that we can swear, we can just say, fuck off.
Wow. You know what?
We should not have done that.
We should not have done that. We're incredibly sorry about the offensive language that
we've
used this year.
We've always been able to swear, we just never took this opportunity.
That's true. Yeah,
we've run out of time.
We have run out of time. Right, well, goodbye.
Goodbye from me.
Later.
Goodbye.
Yep. That's
Yeah.
Goodbye. I'll see you later.
The thing peaked so high. You've ruined
it. Even a little good peak.
Even peeked into my...
He's my favourite astronaut.
Just turn his mic off.
Turn the mic off.
Right,
just
okay.
Goodbye.
Just go.
It's goodbye.
See you later.
It's goodbye from Harry and Gareth.
And Reese and Will.
I'm Will. Goodbye. Bye, guys.